This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Cyclone Fani slammed into India's eastern coast as a powerful storm Friday. The rain and winds topped 200 kilometers per hour, pounding the coastline. India's National Disaster Response Force says just over 1 million people were evacuated from low-lying areas and moved to thousands of shelters. Authorities say communications have been disrupted in some areas. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains in power Friday after opposition leader Juan Guaido's failure to inspire mass military defections earlier in the week. There were no immediate reports of violence in the capital on Friday after several days of unrest. Guaido has been recognized by the United States and 50 other countries as the legitimate leader of the South American nation. The U.S. Senate failed to override President Donald Trump's veto of a bill demanding the U.S. stop supporting the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. 53 senators voted in favor of overriding the veto, but it fell short of the two-thirds majority in the 100-member Senate to pass. Senate supporters included independent Bernie Sanders, who said the United States has been helping a foreign power bomb innocent civilians.
We have been providing the bombs the Saudi co-led coalition is using. We have been refueling their planes before they drop those bombs, and we have been assisting with intelligence. In many, many cases, our weapons are being used to kill women and children.
Both the House and Senate passed the bill earlier this year, despite Trump's promise to veto. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to Congress. She says he lied when he testified in April that he was not aware of Robert Mueller's concern over how Barr had publicly presented the special counsel's Russia probe findings. The Justice Department released a letter Wednesday from Mueller to Barr that shows Mueller's concerns before the April hearing.
If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States and not the Attorney General. Being the Attorney General does not give you a bath to go say whatever you want, and it is the fact because you are the Attorney General.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says Pelosi's statement is offensive.
I just think it's over the top. I think it says more about her than it does Bill Barr. I don't believe he lied one bit.
Barr failed to show up to testify before the House committee Thursday, with the Justice Department objecting to a move to allow staff lawyers to take part in the questioning. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is calling for sweeping changes in the way the military handles sexual assaults and harassment. This in the wake of a new Pentagon report showing the problem is getting worse. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The military says reports jumped 13%, but an anonymous survey of service members suggests the problem is a lot bigger. Some 20,000 said they experienced some type of unwanted sexual contact, about 37% more than in the last survey 2 years ago. Only a third filed a formal report. The survey found women between 17 and 20 were the most likely to experience sexual assault, and that most knew their attacker. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Facebook is removing a number of accounts for extremist views. AP's Mike Grossia reports.
Facebook announced Thursday it was removing the accounts of several figures for violating its policy against dangerous individuals and organizations. Permanent bans from Facebook, Instagram, fan pages, and other related accounts were announced for Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Nealon, Paul Joseph Watson, and Laura Loomer. Facebook added that when it bans someone under this policy, the company also prohibits anyone else from praising or supporting them. Last month, Facebook extended its ban on hate speech to prohibit the promotion and support of white nationalism and white separatism. I'm Mike Grossia.
The Vietnamese woman who was tried for the killing of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korea's leader, is heading home. Don Thi Hoang was all smiles following her release Friday from a Malaysian prison. Hoang pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of causing injury last month and was released early for good behavior. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.